Borada! Aloha! How's it going, everyone? Yeah, it's been a while. Sorry. Today's topic, cliffhangers in American television, specifically The New Hawaii Five-0 and Castle. So, if you're a fan of either one of these shows, warning, there may be some spoilers. I don't know. I do know, however, there's going to be a lot of ranting. Okay, first of all, Castles. I think they did it right. I think even though they had a couple of twists that didn't seem completely feasible, I don't know. Anyway, they did it right. Even though they turned a character into a, quote, bad guy, unquote, they gave him a chance to redeem himself. It was something far enough in the past that you could see that he really was a good man, that he was trying to make up for what had happened. And that he paid the ultimate price in order to fix what he'd done wrong. And his friends, when they found out what had happened, didn't just turn on him, just didn't say, well, we don't like you anymore, or anything like that. They were in shock, they were upset, but they still loved him, and they still respected him. And the last 10 seconds, if you haven't seen it, and you're a fan, oh my God, you have got to see the show. If you're lucky like me and you can get it on Charter One, go watch. And I have to watch it on Charter One because Castle is on at the same time as my other favorite show, which is The New Hawaii Five-0. Now, kudos to the folks who redid this. They actually did the update in a way that really, really works. I mean, I just love it. But y'all, it was your first season. Really, did you have to end it this way? I mean, you had one episode, just the episode before, where you had a happy Danny, a relatively stable Steve. Chen was the ultimate in loyal people. I mean, and things were starting to work out for him, actually. And Kono's cool, okay? She's just cool. And in one episode, you've got Steve up for two murders. The governor has gone from a good guy to a bad guy, and now she's dead, and Kono is in jail, and Danny, I mean, he's gotten back together with his ex-wife, he's got Grace, they've got another baby on the way, everything's happy. I mean, the smile on his face when he was in the hospital room a couple episodes ago, oh my God, I was just, yes, it, oh, finally, he was happy. Yes. Maybe he could take off the tie. He actually did have the tie off in an episode. It was an amazing thing. I should have known, because it was the last episode, I should have known something was wrong when he wasn't wearing a tie. But anyway, there was a bit of the show that I missed. And since they don't show CBS things on Charter One, I don't know why Rachel and Grace were going to Newark. I don't know if they were going permanently. I don't know if they were going for a visit. I have no earthly idea. All I know is Danny was supposed to go with them. He called her. He said he'd meet them at the gate. Of course, things happen, and he didn't get to the gate. Does she leave a note? Does she call him and say, honey, we have to go. We don't have a choice right now. We've got to get on the plane. Follow us when you can. Because supposedly they're madly in love. No. No, she just takes Grace, turns with this super sad look on her face, and walks away. Hello? That's not even close to real life. And yes, I know it's a drama, and I know it's not real life. But honestly, could we have a little reality? I mean, y'all... Yes, I'm going to watch again. And I know this was all done to make sure I'm going to watch again. But really? Really? No, that was just... It was all a little much, guys. Really? Yeah. Just... Yeah, so Castle did it right. Hawaii Five-0 could probably have done it less spectacularly. I don't know. But yeah, I'll be watching both of them again. So they did their job, no matter how they did it. It worked. Y'all have fun. Thanks for listening to me rant. Bye.